It's the God Jeholy, and welcome back to the Manifest. This is for sure the late night edition because I'm doing this. You know what I mean? I had it on my mind, so, you know, time to get it to the people. I want to shout out everybody. The last episode was, I believe, was the most viewed episode. And we up 167% from last year. And the crazy part about it is I put out way less content than I did last year. So that's amazing. Y'all amazing. And we growing and learning together. So shout out to the tribe. Yeah, shout out to the dream team. But anyway, so today I just wanted to talk about like a reset, right? I think that people know that reset is a tool, like resetting everything. Or, you know, any specific thing. I think I know they know that it's a tool, but still they don't know exactly when to use it. See, like, the thing with a reset is, like, time is everything. So sometimes you work so hard and you hit an energetic wall. You got to let that wave wash to sea. I mean, wash to land from sea, and then just start over. Make your reset at that time. If you take too long to pull your reset, you might have stagnant energy for a while. If you reset too early, then you're going to take away from the momentum that you already gained. So the reset is really important. And it's a lot of people who don't want to reset because they think they went so far down a specific path that it's going to be too hard to come back to where they were from where they was going. So they don't, it's a lot of people scared to go back to zero because they're so far down the road that they figure they might as well keep going. But ain't no happiness down there. Ain't nothing down there for you. You might as well just go on ahead, turn around. Don't you know how you like being in your car? You be using GPS and you go so far. Like sometimes it's weird, right? Like you coming out trying to make a, you don't know if you're making a right or a left. Like I know y'all experienced this. Like if you having like, if you coming out of a market or something like that, the thing is not like calibrated to you yet. Like it don't know exactly which way to face. So when you coming out, you might think it's a left, but it's a right. But you on like a long road now. You got to go all the way down, basically, to turn all the way around. But what you going to do? Because the further you go down, the longer it's going to take to come back around. So never be scared to just turn around, reset. Many people use this as a tool in their life. And it was the ultimate tool to help them get to the next plateau because they knew when to reset. Let's say off the top of my head, like a 50 Cent, for instance, right? And I don't often use like these type of people in my, I guess, examples. But he knew when the momentum from music had stopped completely because he wasn't getting any response from what he was doing musically. It was obvious. So he pivoted. It's not like he left entertainment. He just pivoted and he reset. And the new 50 Cent was the executive producer of all these shows that we know have now become successful. But he had did his reset at the right time. It wasn't the... he didn't have too much of a stagnant career before he went into his next career. And he didn't do it too early to where he missed out on momentum from. He did it at the right time. So that's one example. It's plenty of other examples of, you know, using a reset. But the main thing is knowing that it's a tool that you can use. Like it, you should be walking around with this. You can even small resets, right? Your day is, let's say you're having a bad day, what somebody would call a bad, I would never call a day a bad day, but let's just say you're having what you may call a bad day. You can sit down, 10 minutes reset your entire energy. That's what I'm saying. The reset is at any time. Anybody who's ever played a video game know when you're losing, you just reset the shit. Even if you're playing somebody and they in the middle of the game, they beating you. If you don't want to lose, just reset it. You know what I'm saying? You get another chance. So that's the gist of the actual reset. And when you use it is 100% the key. And I don't believe I have too much more to say about the reset. Just know that you have it as a tool at any given moment. You don't have to take what's actually happening in front of you. Like it's also people that they in a like a marriage or something like that. They might be like 45, 50 years old, and they like, man, I done spent my best years. You know, people think they got best years. I don't know where they get this concept of best years from. Like, that's all perspective, right? Because you could say your best years are your 20s, but like, who the hell would think their best years is in their 20s when they're 40? You get what I'm saying? And then somebody who's 40, they probably still got to work. They might think, yo, when you retirement age, 65 and all that, is like your best years. Or some people might think, oh, your childhood is your best years. It ain't no best years. Every set of years got its pros and its cons. But somebody might say, yo, I spent my best years with a man or a woman I didn't really mess with. But you know what? That's why I got to stay with them. That's why I got to stay with them to the very end. No. That's why you shouldn't be afraid to reset. I get it because I had to reset my body. When I went raw vegan, I lost maybe, but I don't know. I think I was 85, something like that when I started. I think I got down like 150, something like that. I lost a lot of weight. And then my sensei, she was like, you're going to lose all your weight because your body is resetting. Your DNA is resetting. So what you have right now is brown fat. Brown fat come from BS food. What you're going into is white fat. You'll replace that with white fat. But sometimes this transformation may take months, even years. And I didn't get it. I'm like, wow, like I got to go through this entire process. And then she really broke it down. She was like, well, you've been eating horrible things for 20-something years. You can't change what you was doing overnight. And see, that's the problem. I could put the reset out there as a tool, but because it's not like a snap thing some of the time, because you built a lot of momentum going in a particular direction, people be scared to use the reset as a tool because they know that that's when the real work starts. I knew that I had to walk around feeling a little weird, you know what I mean, for a while before I, like, you know, gained weight. And because I'm cool with losing weight, but, like, I had lost a lot of weight. And, like, I started to feel uncomfortable, you know what I mean? Like, I don't really care what nobody else thinks. I started to feel uncomfortable. So I was like, man. But then, you know, my white fat started kicking in. And now I'm trying to lose weight, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm fucking 200 pounds, you know what I'm saying? Really getting back down to like 180, but that's a whole nother story. Yeah, anyway, so that's why it's very important that you don't be afraid to walk back where you just came from. I know you built a lot of momentum. Let's say you're like a dentist or a doctor or something like that, right? Like, you realize, now, you know, dentists and doctors, and like, let's say doctors, they go through a lot of school, man, in particular. Them in particular, they go through a whole lot of school. And what if you was a doctor that, after you got through all that school, and maybe like 4 or 5 years of work, so this is like 20 years of your life or something like that, right? And you just decide, you know what? This is not fulfilling. It don't make me happy. You shouldn't stay there. There's nothing there for you. Like, you gotta, you got to understand the energy you do things with. It's not really just about actions. It's about the energy you do it with. Because doing something out of fear and doing something out of pure intent and love is two totally different things. And they're going to yield two totally different outcomes. You know, it's like the experiment that they do with the, you know, crystallizing the water or turning the water into ice, where they play different things, different frequencies, and the ice forms different. That's proof of the fact that the energy you do something with is bigger than the actual action that you're doing. So you want to do everything. You don't want to go against the current. You know what I'm saying? Like, unless it's intentional with a reset. That's what I'm saying. The reset is always in your back pocket. It's always there. You just got to be brave enough to actually use it and pull it off. And yeah, man, I love talking to y'all, honestly. This is, like, I might be a little sleepy, so it might be a little weird, but I really actually enjoy talking to y'all. I know I should do it more often. I get it. But I don't speak until I have something to say. If I have nothing to say, it's no point of saying anything. Because then, you know, I'm just building, you know, I'm putting stuff out there with not the proper energy, like I just said. So, yeah, don't let that go over your head. Don't let it go under your feet, man. Take that. Put it in your heart. Take it as a tool with you. Know that at any given time, you could reset the game. It's never too late. The only time it's too late is when it's too late. Right? So if you know it's too late, you're dead. So it ain't no too late. Like, it's can't unless you know when you would actually die. Ain't no such thing as too late, man. Like, would you rather, let's say you are fucking 100 years old. You're going to live till you're like 105, right? Wouldn't you rather live your last 5 years happy instead of, you know what I mean? Like, wouldn't you want to reset your whole program, even if you was doing it for 100 years, just to live your last year, even if the transformation took 4 years, your last year was just pure bliss? For me, that would be worth it. Honestly, that would be worth it. So, I've never been one to afraid to reset. Like, this is a reset. Me doing this is a reset, right? Like, I don't do this for, like, I used to only would even move for, not only move for money, that sound crazy, but I'm saying, like, anything I'm doing, I'm trying to capitalize off of it, right? This is just purely from the heart. But this all started from a reset. You know, I reset my whole name. I reset my whole image. I reset my whole spirit. I ain't never been afraid to hit that button and let that do what it do. I've never. I built so much momentum under Prime City, my previous, I guess you could say, like, stage name. I built so much momentum behind that shit. I sold so much mixtapes and I did so many shows. I've dealt with so many women who called on that name, and I didn't even think twice about letting it go. Actually, I was, like, verified on Twitter through that name, and I was so dedicated, I said, I'm not even going to keep it. I reset the Twitter, and I lost the verification just to prove to myself that I was serious about this. I wanted to reset, man. I wanted to reset. And when I do it, every time I reset, I leveled up another notch. Man, G-Holy is doing shit Prime City couldn't even dream of. Because I went to that next level, and I just wanted to signify that with a full reset. Yo, change my motherfucking name. That's the ultimate reset. Let me really get a name for the frequency I'm moving at, not the one I'm coming from, you know? So yeah, stay liquid, man. Like, a reset ain't nothing but liquid. Just staying liquid, you know? Liquid is the dopest thing about water. Is if you jump off a bridge, it'll feel like concrete. You know, if you in it and you swimming, you can go from one side to another. Feel me? But at the same time, it can drown you. I just say all that to say water is multifaceted. And you can't stop it. You cannot stop water. You know why they got to do construction on everything that got to do with water? It's because water corrodes. Water softens. Water, you know, squeaks his way through anything, anywhere. You know what I mean? It's that pressure. You can build a dam or like a levees to stop water, but it's going to happen one day. That water going to come in, man. The reason you got to stay water is like silent pressure. You know what I mean? It's like the pressure that you can't even see it coming. You can't even plan for it. So, you know, the reset, a part of that is just also being liquid, man. From the time something forms, it's dying. Never forget that. If something is formed, it's just waiting to die. So you want to stay liquid, never form, and hit that reset whenever you got to. This has been great. I'm the God G Holy telling you to reset. You could reset this and listen to it again if you want to. I don't know if this is a great one. This might not be a great one, but it's a real one. So I'm keeping it. And much love to everybody within the sound of my voice. And I will definitely get with y'all next time. I have something spicy for y'all. You know what I mean? But I'm out of here.